Yeah, hi sir, this is John William once again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Now, you need to carry your mobile phone with you and you got your debit card and the driver's license with you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's great. It will be required in the bank and you need to carry that piece of paper with you in which you have written down her banking details, okay?
Correct.
And once you need to carry your mobile phone with you, okay? Once you reach outside the bank, when you park your car, let me know before coming out of the car, okay?
All right.
I'm going to stay on this line. And make sure when you go to the bank, you have to make a telegraphic transfer. They will charge you $32 extra as a transaction fee. Don't make any normal transfer, okay? Telegraphic transfer, all right? They will give the receipt as well. You need to carry the receipt with you, okay?
Okay.
So carry your mobile phone with you and, sorry, go on.
How do I contact you?
Sir, I am not going to hang up. I'm going to stay on this line while you're driving, okay? You just keep your mobile inside your pocket. Once you reach outside your bank and when you park your car, let me know before coming out of the car. Let me know. I'm going to stay on this line, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, keep your mobile on your pocket, okay? I'm on the line.
I just leave it open.
Leave this line open, though we won't get disconnected, okay? Don't worry. Keep your mobile inside your pocket and drive safely, okay?
People turn itself off. That would mean if I just put it, switch it back on, I'll come back to you, right?
Yeah, okay. Don't press any button. Leave everything as it is in your mobile, okay? Put your mobile in the pocket. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm on the line. Once you reach outside your bank, let me know, okay? When you park your car, let me know.
Okay.
I'm on the line. Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you very much. You're going to gymnasium? You're going to gymnasium, okay?
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Did you switch off your computer?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
Don't switch it off. You remember 15% security was not working, so I have started that security. If you will shut down your computer, then the security will get it stuck. So turn on, please.
I'll turn it back on again.
Yeah. Don't touch anything, it will, what do you see, tell me please.
Oh, I've got a screen to show you, waterfall.
Okay, unlock it.
Oh, here's come back, here's a sign in.
Yes, sign in please.
Okay,
now you need to leave everything as it is. Leave everything as it is, okay? And are you ready to go, sir?
I'm going now.
Okay, I'm on the line. Carry your mobile phone with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
And once you reach, let me know before coming out of the car, okay?
All right, will do.
Thank you, I'm on the line.
I'll have to park some distance away from the bank and walk down to the bank because there's no parking close to it.
Okay, when you park your car, let me know before coming out of the car, okay?
Okay, will do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, I'm on the line.
It's going to catch this. Identify who it is.
They're doing it. Into L.
Yes, yeah. It never shows up on L.
Never shows up.
Thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Thank you. I've got to transfer. They've put $10,000 in my account. I've got to transfer $9,000 to this person. Mm-hmm. Pages with the telegraphic transfer,
mm-hmm.
And then they watch the results and see if they rick them up. They'll be able to. It may not be a woman, although it's a woman's name. It may be a man. They'll know where he'll go and try and get the money. And they'll be there to pick him up.
I like it, Rupert.
So do I.
Why
are you knowing sales?
You've got
10,000. I said, what do I do? Other thing, she said, it's yours. She said, well, yeah, something the government will give you for helping us try and stop this.
Okay.
You're
going into the bank now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you to watch it.
No, I'll be
safe. Okay, are you going with your wife?
No, my mother's staying home.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I'm going to go. On the bank.
Okay.
Oh, my dog.
At the moment, we're on 7. Looking for a nice lunch out today? Let our sponsor.
Is there, John?
Yes, I'm here.
Right, now I've pulled up in the car park. I've got probably a 5-minute walk down to the bank.
Okay, now let me tell you once again, you have to do a telegraphic transfer, okay? They will give you the receipt as well. And make sure do not disclose anything about our investigation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
Just wait, let me check. All right, everything is okay. You can go and whatever I said to you, tell them this is for your house renovation, okay? And you know that lady, she's your friend, okay? And you got
okay.
her banking. If they will ask you how you got her banking details, tell them face to face, okay?
Okay.
Just wait. All right. You need to carry your mobile with you, but don't talk to me in the bank. Keep your mobile in your pant pocket, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Leave this line open, okay?
Right, will do.
And inside the bank, don't talk to me. Once you're done, come outside the bank, then talk to me, okay?
Right, yeah, fair enough.
And let me tell you what we are going to do. If you don't have to check your balance or anything, just because they will get suspicious, because you just go and do a payment of 9,000, okay?
Yep.
Thank you. I'm on the line. Good luck.
Thank you, John. I'll do my best.
Yeah, it will be telegraphic transfer, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good morning.
I'm good, me to do something I've never done before, but I need a telegraphic transfer.
Yeah,
no,
that's easily done. What currency was it?
Oh, it's just the ordinary Australian dollars. It's only...
Yeah, okay. Whereabouts are you sending it to?
It's going to an address in Logan Road, Holland Park, West.
What country is it in?
Oh, it's in Victoria.
Oh, so do you mean like an electronic fund transfer?
No, well, just a telegraph. That's all I've been told, is a telegraphic transfer.
So are you sending like a different currency?
No.
Okay, so it's just been electronic funds transfer. A telegraphic transfer is overseas. So you're sending money overseas.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah. The account that it's coming out of?
Well, she told me the information over. That's the name, and that's the VSB number.
Yep.
And that's her account number.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to put $9,000 in. Take you some all the details you need, surely.
Yeah. Have you got your account details?
Well, I've got my card that's got to come out of.
Yeah,
my account.
That's all I need.
Perfect. Anyway, that's my normal account that I use every day to day.
What is it for?
It's for home renovations or parts of it.
Yeah, home renovation. No, well, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
What are you getting done?
Oh, part of the new bathroom.
Oh, nice.
Well, I've always wanted one of those double shower recesses, you with the sunken floor.
Yeah.
So we step, I'm starting to get Parkinson's disease and I've had trouble lifting my leg.
Yeah.
I can't step over the shower base now, unfortunately.
No, that's
not good. So I've got over the flat floor.
Of course.
Yeah, what have I got to do?
So I'll just get you to double check the details with me.
Okay.
I'll read out the details in this receipt and you can just confirm on that if you like. So it's for $9,000.
Correct.
And the BSB is 084. 391.
Correct.
And the account number is 981-98475.
Correct.
And it's for Anne Margaret.
Margaret. Simon. Simon. I think it's Simon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Simon. Sorry. Perfect. So, what I'll get, I'll just grab your...
It's your signature.
Okay.
You've been busy today?
Not really, which is awesome, to be honest. I'll just grab your initials just in that little space there, so thank you for all.
Just my name?
Yeah, just your initials, just there. Perfect, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And have you got a driver's license?
Oh, yes, I have.
Perfect, only because of the email.
That's fair enough.
Thank you.
Lovely day outside.
Yeah, it does look lovely. Not too hot, not too cold. What we love.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
That's all right.
And I need the card back, otherwise I won't be able to survive, mate.
Of course.
Well, that wasn't too painful.
No, not at all.
It's something I've never done before. Thanks very much for your help. Much, much appreciated.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah.
Hello, John.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm standing outside the bank now.
It is done?
It is done.
Okay, go and sit inside your car and wait for me.
No, okay, I'll be 5 minutes to walk back to the car.
Okay. Are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Yeah, just sit inside your car, okay? Don't go right now, okay? Sit inside the car.
Okay.
Let me check.
Just one lunch thing yet.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back in the car, John.
Okay, I'm waiting for the confirmation. Don't go right now. Sit inside and wait, okay? I'm waiting for the confirmation from my officers. Hold on. sir, you got the account, you got the receipt of that transaction?
Yes, I have.
Could you please confirm me the account number in that?
Account number. It's got account 518868, and it's got cross 512.
No, no. The account number of Annie Margaret. Check the paper. Check the transaction. Sorry, check the receipt. Can you see BSB number?
BSB number.
In the receipt?
No, I can't. Starts at the top.
You can't see. What do you see in the receipt? Tell me. What is written over there?
Do you want me to start from the very top?
Yeah.
Bendigo and Adelaide Bank in a minute. ABN 110-6804-9178. AFSL 237879 ADNBJ 45 date today is the first of the third time 10:43. Once again, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank 203550 and the phone number, withdrawal account numbers or account says 518868 and then there's a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 crosses, and then a 512. Below that's got EFT $9,000. Beside that's got 08-4391-098-198-475. Is that the number you're looking for?
Sir, the BSB number is correct, 084391. That is the BSB number, right? Which I have given you.
84391, but there's a couple of other figures beside that.
Sorry?
It says, that's correct what you said, 084391.
Uh-huh.
But there's two dots and then there's another number, 098198475.
But the account number which I have given you, where is that paper which I have, in which you have written down the information?
I have it here now.
Okay. What is the account number you have written? Check it.
Oh, yes, it is. It's exactly the same. The BSB, what they've done, they put the BSB number and the account number all in the one line. And I want you to
check that. Check the account number. Check the account number in the paper in which you have written. Okay, not the receipt. Check the paper.
The account number I've written on the paper is 9819875.
No, 98191. I think you made a mistake. The account number is 98191-8475.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. No, there was I hadn't put a one in there.
Oh my God. Write down the account number once again, please. I'm telling you. 98.
Hang on. Get a car out.
You got a pen?
I've got one pen. So it's...
The account number is 98...
19...
No, listen to me. I'm repeating it back to you once again. Start from the beginning. The account number is 98.
Yes,
are you writing it down?
Yes.
Okay, I'm starting from the beginning. 98191.
Got that?
84.
Got that?
75. Confirm me the account number.
98191875.
And the BSB number?
084-0-084-391.
Correct. You just go inside the bank and tell them like they made a mistake in account number, okay? Tell them that the account number was wrong. You missed 919, okay? It should be 98191-8475, okay?
Yes, that's the one that should be.
Yeah, go inside the bank. I'm on the line. Keep your mobile inside the pocket.
Marty. John?
Yes, Samuel.
John, the teller said to me, he said, what currency do you want it in?
It is a domestic payment, okay, to Australia, okay? Don't worry. It is not an international payment, domestic payment in Australia.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Most telegraphic payments are different currency.
Yeah, I understand. You just go tell them it is you made a mistake in account number. Give them the correct account number, okay?
Okay, sorry about that. Here we go again.
Yeah.
I'll be 5 minutes before I get to the bank.
Okay, don't talk to me inside the bank. Keep your phone mobile inside the bank. I'm on the line.
John?
Yes.
What was the postcode number? Because I never wrote that down. From Holland Park.
Yeah, I told you 4121, the postcode.
4121, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
made a mistake. We just come to apologise.
Okay.
I rang my wife and I that bank account number, there was a one missing.
Oh.
989.
Oh,
yep. 98191. That's yours. I missed it out. I'm sorry
right.
about that.
No, that's okay.
Jeez, I feel guilt. No, it's
all right. It happened. I'll correct it out. And then we can figure out how we go.
Can you
leave this? Yeah, that'll be awesome. Thank you. We can authorize this one.
She's lucky I rang my wife.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Otherwise, it probably would have just bounced back in your account within the next day or so.
Oh, I wonder if that would have happened.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, perfect. We just need to correct the other transaction. No.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I forgot the one. I missed the one.
You're okay.
Holland Park, it is.
Alrighty.
Now, let me make sure I've got the bloody thing right this time.
That's okay.
9918475.
Yep.
Good.
And the BSB is 084391.
Correct.
Thank
yes.
you. So again,
good.
I'll just grab your...
Just a signature here?
Yeah, thank you, Ralph. And then just your initials there once you finish. Perfect, thank you.
I promise I won't bother you again today,
no,
Cooper.
No, no, not at all. I'm more than happy to help.
Geez, I missed the bank going, missing out at White Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Got to drive either. I've got to either come in here or go to Bloody Eagle Hawk to the showgrounds. The showgrounds is never full.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Very busy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the weekend, naturally, after the market there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Have a nice day, Cooper. Thanks
that.
Very much for your help. John?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll go back to my car now.
Okay, go back and wait for me. Okay, let me confirm.
Also, I'll go back to the car now. I've quite never heard you what you said because the diesel truck just went past me.
Okay, go inside the car and wait for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, are you inside the car?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got the new receipt?
I have the new receipt, yes.
Okay, and did they said to you, like, how much time it will take to go through?
No, they didn't. They didn't mention that.
Okay, because I just confirmed from my officers the money is not credited yet, okay? So... check the receipt, the new receipt. They charge you $4 as a transaction fee, I think. Check it.
Well, it doesn't even say
that on this. Can you see any minus $4, anything?
No.
Apart from the 9,000?
No, I've just got 9,000.
So they didn't... Okay, no, just wait, okay?
No, it doesn't say any reference at all about how much the charge was.
Okay, just wait. All right, you there?
Yes, John.
Like I just had a, like I have a word with my officers that the transaction which we have made, it is not credited yet, okay? So I don't know how long it will take, and they didn't tell you anything, right?
No, they didn't say anything at all.
So could this be possible for you, go inside the bank and ask the bank and ask them how long it will take to go through? And could this be possible?
Yeah, I could go back and
ask questions. Okay, now listen what you have to do, okay? Just go inside the bank first of all and ask them, like, how long it will take to credit this money into her account, okay? Anna, Annie Margaret, okay? How long it will take to reach in her account. And once they will tell you, like, 24 hours or 6 hours or 4 hours, tell them, okay? And after that, tell them that add this account into my payee list, okay? Add this account into my payee list.
Add this account to my payee list?
Payee list, payee. P-A-Y-E-E, payee, okay? Payee list. That means, sir, like suppose if you have to make a payment to her again and you don't have to come to the bank, you can do it online, okay? Like this, okay? So first of all, go and tell them that, ask them how long it will take to go through, okay? And after that, tell them that add this account into my payee list. Okay, so that in future if they will ask you why, tell them so that in future if I have to make a payment, then I don't have to come to the bank again. Okay, I can do it online. Okay.
Okay.
Add this account into my pay list. Okay, I'm on the line. Keep your mobile in your pocket.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, thank you. I was just dealing with Cooper.
Yep.
And I rang the wife and got some more details.
He
looked after that for me. It was a, your
account. Oh, an EFT, yes.
My son was suggesting I had to my pay account so I could be coming back into the bank all the time I could pay it online.
So, e-banking?
E-bank, yes.
So you
how do I do that?
So, we'll set you up as e-banking? Have you not got it yet?
Yes, I've got e-banking.
All right, but this account's not on there?
No, that account's not on there.
All right. Have you got the card?
Well, it came out of that account.
So you want me to...
Yeah, okay.
So you don't know if this card account's on your e-banking?
Thank you.
You don't know? Please repeat that.
So is this card on your e-banking?
Yes, it is.
It is? So you wanted to know how to transfer?
I was just wondering how long it would take for that to be transferred for start off.
Yep. If it's with us, it's an overnight process. If you do it on your e-banking, you can hit a little button that's called Oscar, and it's same time transfer. So as soon as you hit that button, it will go over straight away. Anything under $30,000?
Yeah, well, this is 19.
Yeah, anything under $30,000, you can hit this Osco button and it does it instantly.
What button's it called?
Osco.
Osco.
Osco. O-S-K-O.
You have to have it.
It's on your e-banking. Do you do transfers on your e-banking?
No, I normally come in and get people to do the transfers because I'm not all that good at what I'm doing.
Did you want us to set you up with a token and so you could do your own?
Yeah, I would, but yes, it would be easy if I could.
Yes, certainly. So, can you please bring up your e-banking for me so I can see if there's a system on there?
Oh, I have to.